You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog pound. You're passionate, you're loyal, you're loud. And we want to thank you for creating one of the best home field advantages in the NFL. Best Fans Week's going on now through today as the Cleveland Browns honor the best fans in the NFL. The Dog Pound. Actually, it's through December 14th, that Sunday. Visit bestfans.clevelandbrowns.com now to see what's going on each day, including giveaways, contests, special offers, a player pop-up, and more. That's bestfans.clevelandbrowns.com. Going back to the phone lines here on a Call Your Shot Friday. Get a chance to win an Xbox One from our good friends at Microsoft.com. We have got Brad in Cleveland. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Nathan, Matt, happy holidays. How are you?
Happy holidays to you.
Good. Hey, I think it's really going to open up the run game. Very excited about this game this week. And certainly think we have a chance to do some damage here, even though we're going to have to win out to do it probably. But I think Manziel have 283 total yards between passing and running, and Browns win 20-13.
20-13, Browns 283 for Manziel. So far, very tight on the Manziel window. We've got a 272, a 283, a 290, and a 303.
They're all in my ballpark. I'm just going to say, they're all in my ballpark.
They are all there. Browns win it, according to Brad. Let's go now to Mark, also in Cleveland. Mark, welcome to CBD.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Good, man.
I would like to say, first and foremost, he's going to have 396.
All right, there's our first bold prediction. The kid smiling in studio, 396 total yards for John Football.
Definitely. I mean, people are forgetting three things. For one, our defense is big time. Our defense, we have 8 projected Pro Bowlers. Come on, we shut down Andrew Luck. I mean, it's apparent. Defense is big time.
The defense is big time.
Those receivers are also big time. You got a quarterback overthrowing and underthrowing that lowers the team morale, and that's just how it goes. And it also opens up the defense to the running game. And last but not least, people just seem to forget. I don't know what the games they watch. I don't know what's going on, but the Bengals are garbage. I don't know why people think that the Bengals are anything but garbage. Marvin Lewis will be fired after they don't make the playoffs. After we stomp them out, then the Broncos stomp them out. That's the way it's going to go.
That's pretty bold. I like it.
I got one more thing to say, too.
Go ahead.
When I get my email address, I actually missed a letter. Between the N and the A, there's an S.
All right. Hopefully, Emmett will get that, and hopefully you're right. I'd love you to win the contest, by the way, because if Johnny has 396 yards of total offense, Mark, the Browns are going to win this one, I think, pretty handily over the Cincinnati Bengals. Let's try again. Our guy, Philip in Northfield. Philip, welcome to the show. All right. Then let's try Ryan in Akron.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy Football Friday.
Happy Football Friday to you.
Well, I'm not going to go as bold as the last caller, but I'm going to say 316.
And the Browns win it?
27-16.
The Browns win here. A lot of people not expecting many points out of the Bengals, and I get that. Other than that 31-point second quarter in Cincinnati, the Browns have shut them down the last two times, 9 points total in the last home game and then that Thursday night game against this Cincinnati team. What are you looking forward to seeing the most on Sunday out of Johnny Manziel? What do you hope to see from him?
Completions.
Keep it simple. Sometimes it's simple.
I like
completions. I like it too. It would be great to have a 60%, 65% completion day out there for Johnny Manziel and certainly this Browns offense. And I think you're going to see a lot of him throwing the football. I think you're going to see a lot of him handing it off. And, of course, you're going to see some scrambling. But I think it's going to be a good balance because if he can come out and they are able to establish the run game early, all of a sudden the movement on the boots becomes more effective. And I believe Johnny Manziel is at times going to be scrambling to throw. And I think that's very important. Get out of the pocket, buy time, because nobody is going to be able to cover guys like Gordon, and especially guys like Hawkins, Gabriel, and Benjamin for long periods of time. You can't stay with guys that quick.
If you watch Josh Gordon in this game, somebody that's got size, he's got speed, he's got height. I mean, this is the type of game where he could really benefit, again, from the scramble drill. Whether Johnny's scrambling to run or Johnny's scrambling to pass the ball, a receiver that's that big can really reap havoc on that defensive backfield by outrunning them, jumping over them. There's all kinds of things that can be done with these guys. But right now, I think that this weapon in Johnny Manziel right now is just going to be really fun to see how they unleash him. And is it going to be kind of laid back, or are they just going to let this guy go be Johnny?
Right. And now, guys, does that bootleg aspect, you know, with him not being under center still exist, or is it going to be that abbreviated more like waggle action where we can move the pocket, but not, and then also too, or sprint action is the action that kind of gets him to the edge and allows him to make those kind of throws down the field? Because that boot action is very difficult to replicate out of the gun, and it's something that typically we saw Brian Hoyer do, you know, out of that wide zone stretch, and then he'd pull the ball and boot all the way back across. Does that still exist?
I think I could see them waggling out there and bringing that line to protect him again for one reason, to help Johnny have a little extra time to look downfield. But I think that's a great point, Matt. When you're able to bring that offensive line out, keep them in front of Johnny, be able to knock a few people off that may be coming from the second level trying to get a shot at Johnny, you do one thing. You protect your quarterback, and you give him just a few extra seconds to make that play downfield.
That's exactly right. And I also think what they can do, given his arm strength, is utilize a lot of the roll one way, throw back the other way down the field, because he can do that easily.
He's definitely a guy that can throw the ball back the other direction. He's got the cannon of an arm. We've seen that during the preseason. We've seen it in college. He's got that arm, and I think we're going to see that thing be able to get us out of some situations. And again, being able to get the defense to flow one way and throwing back the other is definitely a viable option.
I think it will be. And if the ground game gets going, to me, that's really what it all depends on. They're going to be able to open up a lot with Johnny Manziel. Let's go to Richard in Tiffin now. Richard, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, fabulous. Thank you for asking. I tell you what, you guys get me through the week.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in.
Alrighty, I am predicting the spread to be about 35 Browns winning, 24 Bengals.
35-24, high scoring game there. And what does Johnny Manziel do for you in terms of his total yardage?
I think Johnny is going to pull off 334 total all-purpose
334?
Yards.
334? Okay.
Yep, 334. I think he's going to throw for 277. And I think he's going to run for about 57.
I like it. 277 and 57, 334 total. Richard, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Paul in Newburgh Heights. What's up, Paul?
Guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What about you?
Very good, thank you.
All right, I'm going to say Browns are going to win 27-23 with Johnny going for 308 total yards, probably about 50 to 60 of them on the ground.
380 or 308?
308.
308. A lot of people optimistic he's going to top the 300 barrier. Nobody below 270 so far. So a lot of belief in young Johnny Manziel. And I'm as excited as anybody, but Johnny Manziel could have a very effective game where he puts up 250 total yards. If he throws for 200 and does it judiciously, runs for 50, and Crow and West are running for 75 apiece, and the Browns all of a sudden have 200 yards on the ground, he might not necessarily have the gaudy stats, and this offense could still be incredibly effective.
Yeah, that's the thinking that goes into my stats, which we'll get to later in the Friday forecast.
And we certainly will, the Friday forecast. Speaking of that, it is coming up when we return the Kid in studio for the Friday forecast, brought to you by Selective Insurance. We've actually gotten some questions on Twitter that we're going to add into the Friday forecast. This is going to be a mega forecast here. At least a six-pack. Maybe we'll go for 12. Who knows?
Woo!
Stay tuned here. Zagura, Wilhelm, Juravicious, Kid. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.